And then welcome back into extended Iowa High School sports coverage. I'm Nathan Sage, now joined by Colby Sandholt of the Pleasantville Trojans. 7 points on the night, Colby, not a breakout game, but I will say I wanted to get you up here and talk to you a little bit because I know I talked to your dad before about how you went from wrestling before, and now you're here in basketball, and you went from off the bench to here starting now and contributing. I know you're very good, obviously, defensively, but I guess what's it been like playing, you know, here for Pleasantville and playing basketball in the first time?
Yeah, it's been really hard. We've had a lot of injuries and sicknesses, but we've had a lot of kids step up, and I don't know, it's just really fun to be around the seniors. We have a fun group of seniors that really involve us, and Coach Allman does a great job having us ready for games, so it's been pretty easy.
Now, when it comes to it, I know coming off the bench is never easy, but now you're there and you're starting. Did you have those nerves when you first got into the starting lineup, and then how did you kind of calm that down to be able to perform? Because I know we've seen you out here. We put you as player of the game before. We know you can deliver, so what was it like to calm those nerves?
Yeah, those first two games were pretty nerve-wracking, but I got used to it, settled in, made a few layups, and Kaylor Clark really helped me, like, just boost my confidence with layups and driving. So it was just a team effort to get me involved.
Now, I know, like I said, you were a wrestler, and back to basketball. Do you think it's paid off for you?
Yeah, I do. Wrestling was fun, but I love basketball now, so.
Now, your team obviously gets above 500, a big team victory here. You guys had, you were just short. You had 7 points. You had four different players in double figures tonight. Obviously, you did a great job. We saw you dishing out there. You had a lot of assists on the night. What's it mean to be able to get those other players? You say it's a team game. What's it be able to get those other players involved and see them succeed?
Oh, it's really fun. I enjoy seeing my teammates knock down shots. We have a lot of good shooters on the team, and we're just confident all around.
Now, one thing I've mentioned all season long when it comes to girls basketball and boys for Pleasantville, there seems to be this hesitation at times to take shots. I noticed at the very beginning of the game, you kind of get that little hesitation, but when you don't hesitate is when you're knocking that down. What do you got to tell yourself to kind of remind yourself to just take the shot?
You just got to think, like, all the practice pays off. I've shot in past games and shot good. It depends. Sometimes you have off days, but you just got to be confident in your shot.
Now, you're a sophomore or junior?
Junior.
Junior now.
Yep.
So you have this year, and you got postseason coming up, play coming up. How excited are you, one, for postseason play, and then continue to develop to get ready for your senior year next year?
Oh, we're really excited for the off season, and we're going to be ready. But next season, we have a lot of kids returning and a lot of good shooters. Like, we have, like, four kids coming back from varsity, so it'll be good next year, too.
Well, Colby, it was nice speaking with you. I'm glad I got this opportunity to speak with you, and we look forward to seeing you guys play from here on out. We'll be covering you in postseason, I know, so we'll see how far you guys can go. But, again, I look forward to calling you this year and next year in your senior year. So enjoy this win, and we'll talk to you again some other time coming up.
Yeah, thank you for having me. We'll be ready.
We'll be back with more extended Iowa High School sports coverage after this.